And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 24th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Josepha Hale, Newport, New Hampshire, 1788, who campaigned for a national holiday called Thanksgiving, wrote letters to one president after another, until finally, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln listened to her. She was also the author of the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb. 1938, on this date, the Fair Labor Standards Act went into effect, which established the 40-hour work week and a minimum wage, which at the time was 25 cents per hour. It's the birthday of Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, born in Delft in the Netherlands, 1632, who perfected the microscope. Though he was not a scientist, he was a haberdasher, but his hobby was grinding glass lenses. And with the microscope that he made, he became the first person to see bacteria and protozoa and to figure out how they reproduced and also to see red blood cells. And it's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, New York City, 1904, author of many plays, including You Can't Take It With You, a play about the strange Sycamore family, with her home full of snakes and ballet dancing and Russian royalty and fireworks, still one of the most popular plays produced. It's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, Ilford, England, 1923. She wanted to become a poet, didn't want to go to graduate school, so she got her nurse's training, spent 3 years as a nurse during the Blitz in London. She liked the work, but didn't like the structure, the organization. She said, "I was always crawling in and out of windows to avoid curfews." She met and married an American poet, Mitchell Goodman. They moved to this country. She got in touch with William Carlos Williams, whose work she admired. They exchanged letters for a while. Then she took a bus up to meet him in Rutherford, New Jersey. He was a warm man, and after that, she went to visit him a couple of times a year. Denise Levertov published more than 20 books of poems. Denise Levertov, who said, "Strength of feeling, reverence for mystery, and clarity of intellect must be kept in balance with one another. Neither the passive nor the active must dominate. They must work in conjunction as in a marriage." She said, "I'm not very good at praying, but what I experience when I'm writing a poem is close to prayer." Here's a poem by Billy Collins. 16 years old, I help bring in the hay on my Uncle John's farm with two French-Canadian workers. None of us expected the massing thunderheads to swing open their doors so suddenly that we would have to drop our rakes and run across the field to a shelter and stand there side by side under its tin roof, looking out through a shiny curtain of rain. We had never spent any time together, except for the haying, raking it into piles and pitchforking it up into an old truck, but now there was nothing to do but watch and listen to the downpour, and nothing to say, either, after the cigarettes had been offered around and lit one by one with the flame of a single match. A poem by Billy Collins, 16 years old, I help bring in the hay on my Uncle John's farm with two French-Canadian workers, from his collection The Rain in Portugal, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.